independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
First of all, that's not going to happen. I don't believe it's going to happen. And here's what I would say. The best thing that could happen for the president and the country is a full and credible investigation. I really truly believe that. If we want to put all this behind us, let's find out what happened. Let's put it out there. And let's not undermine the credibility of the investigation. And so my view on it is that's the best thing that could happen for the president and for the country. And I believe ultimately that's what will happen, irrespective of all the other stuff that's going on out there.
Well, how about that? How about those apples right there? Marco Rubio talking about what needs to have happen, which is trust the process. Let it work itself out. The only way we're going to get past this is if we actually get past this. It's not that hard, people. It's not. Too many people think it's that hard. It's not that hard. Let's get past this. How do we get past this? By letting the process play itself out. There you go. Simple as that. It is as simple as that. You let the process play itself out. You let the investigation continue. You go out there, you keep your mouth shut, you say we're moving forward, we're doing the things that we need to do, and just let it be. And all the while, you focus on the things that matter to the American people. Fixing the healthcare debacle, taking care of the tax issue. If you're going to build a wall because you said you were going to do it, then get on it. Or fix immigration, or do a bit of both. I don't care at this point in time. And the regulations, the over-regulations, and the regulations on the regulations of the regulations, let's just get that handled. See what we can do about bringing more jobs back to America and starting to train people for jobs of the future, not jobs of the past. There you go. That's it. Everything else is going to happen. Everything else is going to happen. You know, I used to, perfect example, I was a kid. You go out on the playground, right? I'm pretty sure, Phil, I'm sure you probably remember this. You play kickball with your friends, and the girls would all be out there, and they'd really not be paying attention, or you'd be forced to play kickball PE, and you'd kick the ball really high. And the girls would scream, but they wouldn't move. And then they'd get hit. The scream's not going to change the direction. It's the same thing here. If the investigation's going to go forward, you saying yes, you saying no, you saying I'm not, he saying he is, she's saying he's not, people tweeting about all kinds of stuff, isn't going to change the fact that it's still going to go on and eventually we're going to have an outcome. And yes, it was funny when the girls got hit on the head. Not going to lie to you. Not going to lie to you. It was hilarious. I used to say, why are you screaming? Well, the ball's coming. Well, move. It didn't change anything. You screaming is not going to change the direction of the ball. You going out there and saying things isn't going to change anything. It gives people something to talk about, but it doesn't change anything. And it's not changing middle America. It's not changing the South. It's not changing the Northeast. It's not changing, you know, the Midwest. It's not changing the West Coast. It's not changing any of the plight of the people in America who are still looking, going, is anything going to happen here with you Republicans, you Democrats, and this president here? Is anything going to get done, or is this just the same old, same old?
But I don't think that has in any way impeded the work of the FBI on these matters. And in fact, I know it hasn't. And they've testified so publicly as well. And it hasn't impeded the work of the Senate Intelligence Committee. So, you know, these investigations continue to move forward.
They continue to move forward. Does not matter what takes place. All the screaming you want, balls in the air, still going to hit you in the head. You saying, I'm not under investigation. He is under investigation. You people coming out there and saying, it's not this, it's not that. You tweeting, you are under investigation, not under investigation. It doesn't change what's going to take place. Let it go. Let it go. That's what you need to do. Let it play itself out, and then we'll go from there. It's as simple as that.
This weekend, I'm a little dude. My brothers and stuff, we stayed at a hotel for a couple days because we can swim and stuff because it's very hot here in Southern California. In fact, today, right now, it's 119 where I'm at. It's going to be 121 tomorrow, 120. Horrible. Nasty. In fact, in between shows, I do a Sacramento show and my national show in between shows. I went and took a swim with the boys. It was great. But there was an AAU basketball tournament. That's like all the best, you know, young kids that play basketball. And there was people from all walks of life. There was rich people. There was just, you know, middle-class people, you know, people who were sacrificing a lot so their kid could play ball and hope of giving them a better life, because this is where you basically are going to be found as far as playing basketball. And I was talking to people, you know, because my mom and them are like, yeah, my son talk radio, because that's what my mom sounds like in my mind. And we were talking to several people, and I was asking them. And it was black, it was Latino, it was white. And I was asking them about this. And the Russia thing, wasn't a big deal. Wasn't a big deal to the African-Americans, to the Latinos. Wasn't a big deal at all. To the whites, they paid attention to it, but they didn't seem, it wasn't on top of their mind as far as what they should be worried about, what they're thinking about when it comes to politics. All of them talked about jobs. Boom. All talked about jobs. Some of them talked race and relations. African-American people want to know, what's Trump going to do? Because they know. Here's the thing. I think a lot of people think that, well, African-Americans are always in the pocket of the Democrats. No, I think for a lot of them, it's the, I like them just a little bit less than I, a little bit more than the other ones. But it's not a lot. Hate them a little less, maybe a better term. They don't trust them, either side. And oddly enough, the African-American community doesn't seem to really have a disdain for Trump as much as people would like to say they do. They may not be in love with him, like Diamond and Silk, but they're hopeful that he may actually come through with something. But they also realize they're being played a lot. The Latino community is a lot more wary. I was talking to a husband and wife that are naturalized. They came here. Their son plays basketball. We were chatting, you know. Seemed to be okay. But they're wary of what potentially could happen to their family and friends, to people they know. I get it. But the Russia thing didn't seem to be big. Didn't seem to really play on anybody's mind. The white, you know, people that I was talking to, they knew what was going on, but they could care less. You know who cares? Diehard Democrats who don't like Trump. That's who cares. That's who. The media. The media cares. Jay Sekulow was on with Jake Tapper as well, talking about Trump and his tweets, and they kind of got into it.
Should we take that tweet from the president as confirmation that the president is under investigation?
Let me be clear. The president's not under investigation. As James Comey said in his testimony, the president is not a subject or target of an investigation. That tweet was in response to a Washington Post story that ran with five unnamed sources saying that the special counsel had broadened out his investigation to include the president. The president was responding to that. So, no, the president's not under investigation, has not been.
So he's not under investigation. Well, he tweeted out he was under investigation. Well, you got to understand something. He's not, but he is, but he's not, but he is.
Isn't it ironic that a leak would take place by five anonymous sources saying that the special counsel had increased the scope of their investigation, and they don't even identify the agencies upon which those individuals were speaking? So the president's response, I want to be crystal clear here, the president's response was as it related to the Washington Post report. He cannot, in a Twitter statement, include all of that in there. But the Washington Post statement came out that morning.
So the president.
So there should be no confusion. The president is not under investigation.
But let me break it down. That's Jay Sekulow. He's working with the president. He's this attorney right now. I'm going to point this out to you. It's simple. The question that wasn't asked. Is he under investigation? No. For the collusion with Russia. Comey has said three times he was not under investigation. Could he be under investigation for obstruction of justice? Yes. Totally different thing. For the investigation of Russia, everybody has said there's no there. Adam Schiff, Democrat, somebody on the intelligence committee said, yeah, there's nothing there. So based on all the facts that everybody's had, everybody said it, there's nothing there. Obstruction of justice, different story. Is it possible? It's possible. Highly unlikely. don't think it's going to happen. Don't think they're going to get anything there. Because right now, the way that the obstruction of justice looked to have, quote unquote, taken place is a he said, I took it one way. He may have meant it another way. Is that going to stop people? No. No, it's not. Is that going to make people all of a sudden like Trump? No, it's not. This has nothing to do with obstruction of justice or Russia collusion. This has all to do with the fact that nobody likes Trump on the left side of the aisle because he is everything that they detest. He is a white male who is rich, who is successful, who is, as far as they're concerned, a xenophobe, a homophobe. He is a misogynistic, sexist pig. That's all they need to know. It's nothing to do with any of that other crap. They just detest him as a human being. There you go. But could he be under investigation for obstruction of justice? Should have been the question that was asked. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat at chatbensonshow.com. You could text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Ask better questions. Get the right answers. Speaking of better questions, you have one for me. Yes, I can help you. Well, by help you, ZipRecruiter can help you find the right candidate and the right employee for your position. How, you say? Well, first and foremost, the way you're doing it right now is one site at a time. How would you like 100-plus job sites with a single click? Boom. Powerful technology ZipRecruiter has matches the right people to your job better than anywhere else. Why is that? Well, because ZipRecruiter is completely different. Unlike other job sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. In fact, 80% of jobs posted on ZipRecruiter get qualified candidates in less than 24 hours. Boom. What do you think of them apples? That's easy. You don't have to worry about juggling emails or calls to your office. Simply screen, rate, and manage candidates all in one place with ZipRecruiter's easy-to-find and easy-to-use dashboard. Find out today why ZipRecruiter's been used by businesses of all sizes. Yes, even your size, to find the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, listeners of the Chad Benson Show, that's you guys out there, post your job for free today. How about this? 24 hours from now, you may have that qualified candidate you're looking for. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/report. That's ZipRecruiter.com/report. One more time, find the qualified candidate that you need to help your business thrive even more. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/report. Post your job for free today. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. It's Chad Benson Show.
Giving the First Amendment a run for its money. This is the Chad Benson Show.
Even if you believe their explanation of botulism and a sleeping pill causing the coma, and we don't, there is no excuse for any civilized nation to have kept his condition secret.
Well, I don't really think they're a civilized nation, at least not the government, the higher-ups, and the cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs in North Korea. But Otto Warmbier, who came home last week after being in custody for 17-plus months in North Korea, who fell into a coma about a year-plus ago, never regained consciousness. They said it was one of those situations where he had botulism. And there was a few other issues along the way when it came to him. You know, botulism, some reaction supposedly to a sleeping pill, but nothing they did. Now, other people that have escaped and or have been freed have said, look, they beat the crap out of us. So we're supposed to take him at their word. We haven't. He died today at 22, never regained consciousness, essentially sent home to die. And that's why they probably released him. Now, the doctor who treated him last week said when they went and they did a full MRI scan of him, didn't find anything as far as anything that you could look at and go, okay, well, his legs were fractured here, his feet were broken, you can see the bruises in his brain from where he was beaten and any of those things, said that they couldn't find any of that. So is it potentially that the botulism story is true? Anything's possible. But the reality is we know how they treat people. And I don't think they treated this kid who, you know, was a pawn. Was a pawn in a game where they got to scream and yell and be extremely loud and do the things that they do. It was a kid who did something stupid. First of all, his first mistake was he went to North Korea. Second mistake is he thought he could get away with being kind of funny and cutesy and stealing a propaganda poster. And then when he was caught, I don't think he had any idea that that would be it for him. Horrible, sad story. No parent should ever bury their child in a disgusting way for this thing to come to an end. Will it become a massive story that's going to be a huge political bombshell? No. They've got North Korea's nukes, and they're pointing them at us saying, we're going to blow you up. But it's a sad tragedy. And once again, Chad Benson Show points out that you should never, ever, 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 ever go to North Korea unless you're the worm, Dennis Rodman, and or, because you never know who he works for, but you're part of the United States government and international community, and they're sending you there for inspections and or some state-sponsored business to go negotiate in some way, shape, or form. Outside of that, never, ever go there. We have breaking news. Now, it's got a question mark at it because it's almost that thing. Like, you ever talk to a dog sometimes and it kind of twitches his head a little bit? And you think, oh, it's understanding something. But I'll do that route. Sean Spicer out at White House press secretary? Tilt my head. I don't know. The rumor is he's been out for a while. Today he held a press conference with no media press as far as audio or video. Off camera, off audio. Old, you know, he had to bring a typewriter, essentially. Everybody had to run out going, yeah, let me tell you what's going on, see? So I don't know if he's out or not, but it's been rumored he's been out for a while. But he may not be gone. He may be just shifted around. So we'll see what happens. But, man, those spicy press conferences are priceless. We can't. Got to have at least one more. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter. It's The Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
We seen the van speeding up. We thought he's late from work or he just want to catch the traffic light. But suddenly he turned to the mosque side. He didn't turn to us. He should turn to us if he was drunk or something. But he turned to the mosque side. He hit the people, then three people on the floor. Then he reversed, he moved on, another five, six on the floor. It's a deliberate attack. If it was accident, he should hit us because we were on the other side, in his side. But he turned the car to the other side, the mosque.
That was a witness to the attack that took place yesterday. 10 people hurt, one person dead, one person arrested. Who is that person, Theresa May?
The driver of the van, a white man, age 48, was bravely detained by members of the public at the scene and then arrested by police. The early assessment by the police is that the attacker acted alone.
A white man? Are you kidding me? In a van? In a white van? That's a lot of white going on. Darren Osborne, 47 years old, actually, took it amongst himself to drive into worshipers who were exiting a mosque in Finsbury in London. I tweeted it out last night. Didn't tweet what was going on. Said possible terror attack. And it was a terror attack. Terror, it's about psychology of the mind. Yes, you want to do as much damage as you possibly can, but it's about the psychology of it all. You know you're not going to take out a million people. But if you could take out enough that makes them think, makes people change their routines, makes people do things that aren't normal, that's terrorism, right? That's the definition. Is it a hate crime? I think all crime is a hate crime, right? You murder somebody, you probably hate them. Just putting it out there. Just throwing it out there. You beat somebody near to death. Does that make it a hate crime? So, this was a white guy. The minute I tweeted out, out it went. Arguments, the fights, the, hey, let's get rid of everybody. This guy said, look, you know, I kill all the Muslims, something of that, to that effect. I've heard three or four different, you know, people say something. You know, because, again, you're playing telephone, because I heard him say this and I heard him say that. But they all, he said, I did do my part. You're a scumbag is what you are. You're a disgusting individual who is a scumbag. You did your part for what? To bring tragedy to people? Is that what your goal was? Not to understand anybody. No, you didn't do your part. If your part was to make an already touchy situation in a city that has been, how should we say this, on edge because of terrorism, and if your whole part was to divide the city even more and make people even more anxious, well, then I guess you did your part. But that's not the part we need. We have to be aware of what goes on. We have to be open to the idea that, you know what, terrorism comes in all shapes and sizes. Do we know what we're looking for? Yes, in truth, we do. There's been a lot. This Ramadan has been a very deadly Ramadan. And you don't say that about the Catholics and the Christians and the Jews. Like, man, this has been a just a crazy Hanukkah. Right? Man, this is this Yom Kippur is nuts. This Easter season is crazy. Christmas
it's been
is
a rough Lent.
Yeah, it's been a rough Lent. You don't get that. Man, Ash Wednesday was, well, they was, Fat Tuesday was crazy, but Ash Wednesday, it's not. We don't. Let's be real about that. Doesn't mean that the other side, and that's the sad thing that we've got to say that, because that's what we've gotten now. We've got a side that wants to cause terror to the West, to the culture of us, and we've got people out there who want to fight back and feel that they're fighting back. One man's terrorist is another man's freedom fighter. I'm not saying there aren't people around the world going, man, that guy's got some balls. But it's wrong. It's horrible. But we've got to be aware of what's going on. Today in Paris, Champs-Élysées, what happens? White car full of explosives and weapons. Tries to ram a police officer. They end up killing him. See what's inside his car. Thank God nothing went off and could potentially have not only blown up the car but killed several bystanders. We must be aware of what's happening. What's going on? It's the world we live in that is on edge. It is nervous. It is anxious at times. Being in a big city like London, New York, LA, Chicago, Paris, Munich. You think about it. You do. You think about it. Inclusivity. That's what you hear. We want to be an inclusivity. It's about diversity. Well, I get that, but you can't force things on people. That's something I don't think we talk enough about. You can put a cat and a dog that don't like each other in the same room. You can't force them to love each other. Can you force them to maybe coexist? Mm-hmm. But there's always going to be that tension. What happened yesterday in London was disgusting. It was a deplorable act by a person who's full of hate and is probably not the sharpest tool in the shed. Thought he was taking up arms. No, what you're doing is making people more uncomfortable with what's going on. We have to be aware on all sides of the potential of stuff. From people who want to do harm to Muslims to people who, you know, want to do harm to Westerners. We have to be aware. And both sides, like I've said, you need to stand up and say, you're a disgusting individual, sir. I think he's a disgusting individual. I do. I think he's gross. I think he's disgusting. And I hope to throw the book at him for what he did. This does not help the situation. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-444-2423. Chat at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program as well, 323-538-2423. Colin Kaepernick, we've talked about him before. Football player, at one time, a, you know, potential MVP. I mean, this was a guy who just four short years ago had it all going on. He did. Somewhere along the line, though, he became frustrated and angry with the things that he saw as an injustice in this country for African Americans, especially when it comes to police officers and the relationship between law enforcement and African Americans. And he damaged himself. in the open market. Remember, no matter what anybody says, teams want to win. I mean, they're willing to overlook your past. They are. If you can get to the quarterback, Greg Hardy, we're willing to overlook the fact that you beat the crap out of a woman within an inch of her life. You threw her in a bed full of your guns. Yeah, we're willing to overlook that. If you killed several dogs and ran a dog fighting ring, we're willing to overlook that. If you could throw 40 touchdowns in a season, they've been willing to overlook a lot of things. But fans, much different scenario here with him. Much different scenario. He's not helped himself when it comes to, because last year, people took it as a slight against America and law enforcement. They took it as a slight against it. They didn't like the fact that the NFL didn't make him stand up and stand there for the national anthem. They went after him. And people are saying it's a race thing why he doesn't have a job. But he doesn't help himself if he's serious about football doing some of the things that he has done, including, dare I say, tweet.
He responded to the acquittal of the police officer in the shooting death of Philando Castile with this tweet that shows a police badge next to a fugitive slave patrol badge and includes the words, "You can't ignore your history. Always remember who they are."
Now, Philando Castile was the gentleman who was killed last year in Minneapolis. Over the weekend, they acquitted the white officer who shot him of second-degree manslaughter. I don't think he did it on purpose. I think it was a reactionary thing of fear. And it was a horrible situation. I don't think that officer woke up in the morning and says, "You know what I really do? I don't like black people, so I should go out and kill a bunch." I don't think that's what he did. I think he was scared. I think he reacted. I think in a time of stress, especially what was going on, you have to consider, too, that there was all kinds of issues happening with police and all kinds of things going on, of them being targeted. There was a lot of things that were happening and swirling around, I'm sure, in his mind, and he reacted poorly to it. It was more Barney Fife than white supremacy. But as we heard from the New York Giants, hey, they don't want to touch the guy because they've got so much mail coming in that says, if you get this guy, if you bring him on your team, I'm done. I want no part of you. He doesn't help himself. The NFL stands for not for long if things don't go well. There are systems. There are reasons that teams are amazing year in and year out, because they've got a system that works and they have a hierarchy in the upper echelons of the teams with the general managers, the presidents, the owners, and the coaches who have a system. And even if it doesn't always work with a player that they bring in of questionable reputation, the system is always stronger than the player. But it's always 53 men plus your 10 practice squad guys, I think, now. So you got about 63, 64, 65 grown men who, dare I say, have personalities that are strong, opinions that are strong. And to mesh those and to make it about the team first doesn't always work. So to blame everything on race, and let me tell you something, there is a race component here. There is. People always say Tim Tebow. Yeah, Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow is a Christian. He is super positive. Drives a lot of guys on the team crazy. They also hate having to answer questions about Tim Tebow. Just like a lot of teams don't answer questions about Colin Kaepernick. But here's the question. If Tim Tebow was white, and he is, and he did what Colin Kaepernick had done, took a knee, would it be the same thing? I think it's a very fair question. But he doesn't help himself if he's serious about playing football again at this moment in time. And again, there's two components to this. Besides the fact that he caused some controversy, besides the fact that there was some tension in the locker room, besides the fact that fans were pissed off, he wasn't playing great. You throw up 40 touchdowns and 6 interceptions and you lead your team to the playoff, people are willing to forgive. If you're a mid-level quarterback with lots of baggage, you're probably not something somebody wants to take a chance on.
Folks on social media are not impressed by that comparison. One woman says, "I'm a cop. This guy just can't stop." And then another tweet coming in saying, "Shocking why teams aren't clamoring for this model citizen to represent them in their communities." And then another tweet from Jack says, "Just what the world needs, more extremists. You will never replace the police."
It's sides. By the way, by all accounts, he's not a bad guy. He's a good dude, right? Doesn't like the police. I'm not black. I'm not in that situation. That's the way he feels. The beauty of America is we're all allowed to have different opinions. We are. But just for a second, think, if this was Tim Tebow, because we all know how everybody says the same. They always bring Tim Tebow up in this. Well, you know what? Players got sick and tired of answering questions about Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow showed he could win in this league, but he's playing single-A baseball for some, you know, bizarre team in the Southern League or somewhere, and he'll probably never have a chance to play Major League Baseball. That's where his career went. Kaepernick, I think, will get a chance. I think August will come around. Somebody will hurt their arm. Somebody will hurt their leg. Somebody will have an ACL tear, and they're going to look and go, we need to bring somebody in. But don't pretend that race isn't a component in this. But also, it's not the whole thing. You got to win in this league because we'll forgive a lot if you're winning. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Irreverent? Like, yeah. So what? It's the Chad Benson Show.
Reality TV always makes me laugh. Botched, if you've never seen it, is an interesting show. We love, we're obsessed with how we look in this country. I mean, my God, we've talked about girly men. Somebody said, just tweet at me, I don't want any girly man. No, I don't think so. You can tweet us, 323-538-2423. Text the program there, and you can tweet us at Chad Benson Show. But there are some times when people like to do things to their bodies. They like to enhance themselves. Consider this. Martina Big will be on the season premiere of Botch. If you know that what that is a show where they go and they try to fix people who've got plastic surgery and have had, second thoughts because they're either really bad or maybe it's not quite what they expected.
Martina Big traveled all the way from Germany to visit Dr. DeBro and Dr. Nassif on the season premiere of Botched, but surprisingly not to do anything to her breasts.
I have the biggest boobs in Europe, but I need my butt to match my boobs. As my name says, big is not big enough.
Not big enough. How big are your boobs, Martina Big?
This is now 3,700 cc, about 9 pounds each. But because I had a liposuction to get long legs, my butt is a little bit too flat.
So your boobs are huge and your butt is flat. I'm like you, Phil, sometimes. How did we get here? Now, this is interesting because the doctors, but it's really about the people, right? Because the people are, you know, sometimes people need stuff done, right? Like women will, they'll have a double mastectomy because they've got that gene that may give them breast cancer. Or after having a few kids, they want to do some stuff and things go bad. But a lot of times these stories, those people aren't as exciting as people who have ginormous 9-pound boobs and who decide, hey, you know what? My boobs are so big, I'm completely out of balance. So I must balance them by making my butt bigger. Ooh, that'll be better. Will it or won't it?
After the doctor showed Martina what life would really be like with silicone junk in the trunk, she finally realized that bigger is not always better.
So we think it's not a great idea. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you are right. The fantasy is not real life.
So she's just going to be unbalanced. What do you do? I mean, is it Tara Reid? Remember her? If you don't know who she was, she was an actress in the 90s and early 2000s that had some fame, I think, with the American Pie movies. And then she got liposuction, Phil, and then she had breast enhancement, and it was horrible.
She did not look good.
She did not look good. There was nothing about that. Of course, Michael Jackson went way too far. But sometimes people do that, and they've got a new show out in about people here in California that spend hundreds of thousands, close to millions of dollars, to change their look to look like specific people, Britney Spears or to look like aliens, or to look like Ken and Barbie. We're obsessed with our looks. I am obsessed to a certain point. I mean, we'd all like a magic pill to wake up in the morning and go, oh my God, I've dropped 40 pounds and, you know, I've got pecs now and my arms are bigger, but that's not going to happen. But some people are willing to pay the price under the knife for that. Solid fun show as always today, kids. The Chad Benson Show Facebook. At Chad Benson Show Twitter. You can tweet at us. Simple and easy. You can always text the program 24-7, 365, 323, 538, 2423, 323, 538, 2423. We've got a poll up. It's going to run through the evening talking about the trial decisions over the weekend. Bill Cosby, not guilty in the shooting of Philando Castile and guilty of manslaughter texting case. Currently, texting manslaughter is the most shocking of all of the decisions over the weekend. You can take it at Chad Benson Show. Have yourself a wunderbar night. We'll get you through the Keto Tuesday as we always do it. For my man Anthony, for my man Phil, and my three little helpers always out there helping Jack and Elijah and Dakota. Night-night, Jack.
This is the Chad Benson Show.